All right, so tonight, today, we're going to do another of our classic fills because I'm going to do it, man. Because I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do what I got to do. No, because I want to do that because we're rolling out the 20% off thing for Memorial Weekend. So what I got to do is find the... Okay, wait a minute. Okay, Soul Coke. That's right. That's the one we're going to do. Soul Coke, man. Bob Green's... fuck. Wait a minute, motherfuckers. No. No, 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 no. I have a date with a pretty ballerina, and then the thing came into my face. There it is, man. How many minutes is this motherfucker? They stripped it out as a bit, and that's fine. I got no problem with that, but... What? 29 minutes? Okay. That's about right. Yeah, a few people remember... There was only, like, of actual program content in any given hour, 33 minutes tops. Because we had commercials and stuff. I'm going to stream it. Yeah, I'm going to stream it, man. Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
We'll have different colored cans that are the colors that many black people describe themselves. For instance, we'll have a...
$113 million. Is otherwise slighted.
Boy, that's
that
terrible.
Kind of thing.
That's correct, Phil. I'll give you an example. Bank of America... Years and years ago, Bank of America was the target of some student unrest.
I don't know. You know, with every succeeding webmaster that we've had, the site has been curated in the most fucked up, strange way. Here's one here, March 25th, 2010. That's 2010. I'm looking for a motherfucking Soul Coke, bitch. I just played the fucking thing the other day. God damn it, bitch. No, I don't want that, man. I want you. Here we go. Here it is. This is the baby. November 16th, 2000. What the fuck? Some motherfucker. Whoever put that thing on the site. Did you hear that? Sounded like it was recorded off the radio. Now, I understand that we have to deal with that sometimes. Now, this better be... This is from 2000... Whoever cut that bit out, that's terrible, man.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Man, today they got new stuff on that election, so we're going to talk about that. They've got the Florida Supreme Court said the recount can go on, but somebody's suing, and another guy doesn't like it, and someone else has got their underwear in a bunch, and they got five more lawyers, and there's 60 more, you know, I don't know. I don't know whether they're ever going to get this thing worked out. It could be, I don't know, it could be a George Bush, Joe Lieberman ticket, because if it goes to the Senate, the Senate can elect Bush and Joe Lieberman, which sounds good to me. Number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Best of the Year 2000 LP. You can order it by calling, I should say album, CD, or long playing record, a picture.
All right, very good. There it is. There it is, in all of its glory.
I had a date with a pretty ballerina, and then the stuff she said, it scared me, and I don't... like the things that she said behind my back. Just close your...
Yeah, that's great, man. All right. I got it, bitch. I got it, bitch.
I have a date with the person in the thing.
Testing 1, 2. All right. We're good? I would want us not to be good. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the Soul Coke as part of a promotion, you know, our classic fill, you know, which this is not going to be an indefinite thing, but I want to do this to promote the 20% off on the BST.
You didn't see what it... Okay, good.
Just close your eyes, yeah. And then you're...
All right. I can dig it. I like that song. Hey, you know, if you like this podcast, and I'm praying and hoping and wishing that you do, check out the Dennis Miller option. That's Dennis's podcast every Wednesday at Podcast One, the snarky king of comedy. He's back. He's got all kinds of things to say about all kinds of stuff. I mean, no holds barred opinion on current events, politics, pop culture, and whatever else is, you know, tickling Dennis's fan. Let's do that again because it sounds really stupid. If you like this podcast, I got a feeling you'll like the Dennis Miller podcast. It's called The Dennis Miller Option. It's every Wednesday. Now, why is this? Where's the new one, bitch?
I have a date with a funny... Just close your eyes. Yeah.
If I were you, I'd be scared too.
Just close your eyes. Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Generalissimo following the victory of our troops.
Thank you. It was bloody. I never told you it wouldn't be bloody, did I?
No, okay.
All right. Okay. Let's get that straight. But you all acquitted yourselves very well. Now, some of you have been saying it's difficult for us to follow a cat with a voice like Mickey Mouse. Okay, fair enough. But any one of you bitches, any one of you bitches want to take step up to the plate? You want to step up the plate, huh? You want to try me? Want to go? Do it. Do it. Fucking do it. You bitches.
Q, our favorite ginger beer. Be great. What if we got Q as a sponsor? I mean, they would never get a better read, a better pitch than from Phil Hendry. I can guarantee you. If Q ever decides to do radio or podcast or digital, I highly recommend anybody at Q do digital. Try digital as an advertising platform and try the Phil Hendry podcast. I guarantee you, man, you'll see your sales go up. And I mean, I think significantly. Q is the greatest ginger beer out there, and I've had them all. And they're all a bunch of goddamn sugary, watery, shitty soda pops. This is a mixer, Jim. But it's a mixer you could drink as a soda if you wanted to. I do. I drink it without booze. I drink it straight. It's fantastic. Hardly any sugar. Beautiful snap of ginger. You know how good, you know, you've had ginger with sushi and stuff like that. It's delicious. It's also great for the stomach. I mean, seriously, if you got any kind of acid indigestion shit, ginger is always cool, you know? Go ahead and try it, man. If you're having, like, any kind of stomach upset, drop a piece of ginger down your gullet, man. I guarantee you'll feel better. But that's why they always used to say when you were a kid, Mom would say, you know, well, why don't you have a ginger ale? I'm sure it'll make you feel in the pink.
Yeah, okay.
You know? So, get yourself a cue, man. It's fucking good. That's what I propose to do on my video casts. Get yourself a cue, and then I'll just chuck it over my head. We'll have an explosion go off, some, you know, smoke, because that's how powerful that fucking ginger is.